ESPN has issued a statement regarding Jemele Hill's Twitter rant against President Donald Trump. On Monday, the ESPN host went off on social media, criticizing the president as going as far as calling Trump a white supremacist. Well, Tuesday, ESPN addressed the situation in a statement that read, "The comments on Twitter from Jemele Hill regarding the president do not represent the position of ESPN. We have addressed this with Jemele. She recognizes her actions were inappropriate." Hill, who hosts the 6 p.m. edition of SportsCenter, received support from many athletes on Twitter, including former 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick.
Man, you got to love such dire times, how that brings out the personalities in people. And I was out getting gas out here because that's just one of the things that we're a shortage of. Especially after the hurricane, you have a shortage in food and gas. So it becomes a mad scramble, trying to get those little things that we take for granted. And I was in line. I went ahead and went to a gas station. Finally, we had one open, and everyone was, you know, making a beeline towards them, and the lines were long. And I was in there, and I was in traffic. So I went ahead and cut in, trying to get into the gas station. And there was already a line waiting of cars. And it wasn't that I was trying to cut. It was just more of where I had to turn in. There was people behind me. So I guess one person in that line that was already there, and I was cutting them, they had a problem with it. Of course, he was Spanish. What's up with my Spanish people, man? He just kept giving me the look, got out of the car, went and got a drink, came back, and he has me pull down the window. I was like, "Hey, man, you just cut off my wife, bro. What's your problem?" And I'm there with my daughter. I'm like, okay, this guy has an issue with me cutting him. Now, granted, the traffic's not going anywhere. It's moving along just fine as far as the traffic to get gas. And this guy is giving me a hard time about me cutting his wife as if I meant to disrespect him. No, this was out in a club dancing, and they're dancing together, and I just intervened. This was, hey, it was a big deal. I went ahead and cut off his wife, all right? And he had a problem with it, and he had to address me about it. Lord knows, man. You know Spanish people, man. Mi gente is incredible. These guys are so machismo. And then, of course, he's like, you know, smaller than me. I'm looking at him like, okay. You know, I'm being totally nice. I'm like, look, I'm sorry. I definitely didn't mean to cut you off. I was just trying to come in. By all means, feel free to cut me. I shook his hand. I said, look, no harm done here. I don't want to offend you or your wife. That was not my intentions. You know, I took the nice guy route. Because at the end of the day, what am I going to do? Am I going to plow him there in front of everyone? And there's cops right there nearby. You had the National Guard in town. I mean, it's a big deal down here. I don't talk about it because it's not something, I don't kind of bask in that stuff, the doom and gloom and all the paranoia. I try to just move on and know that we're going to be fine. In a few weeks, everything will be hunky-dory. That's the thing of our society, right? I mean, we make the news for a few days and then on to the next thing. So it was just very interesting to have the type of personalities out there like that in dire times, and it's no big deal. But I'm glad my daughter saw that, and she was mimicking it. It was she was telling mommy the story. And my daughter likes to be, she's such a theatrical actress, you know, like comedian, just trying to do all that stuff. But anyway, it was just very interesting how it brings out the personalities in people. And I think politics is no different. And Jemele Hill fell for it. She really did. And she's a reporter, analyst for ESPN. And she went off on a tangent about Donald Trump via Twitter. She had a few Twitter messages pretty much saying Donald Trump is a racist. Donald Trump is a white supremacist who has largely surrounded himself with other white supremacists. Trump is the most ignorant, offensive president of my lifetime. His rise is a direct result of white supremacy, period. The height of white privilege is being able to ignore his white supremacy because it's no threat to you. Well, it's a threat to me. He is unqualified and unfit to be president. He is not a leader. And if he were not white, he would never have been elected. Whoa, 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 whoa. I think that's just a very crazy statement. Now, I understand that you have a very strong opinion. I don't disagree that Trump has exuded signs of being bigoted and prejudiced. But to say that he's an outright racist, I think that's a very harsh term. I think David Duke deserves that. There's certain people that align themselves with white nationalists that are out there and are spewing it, then I'm all for. And then there's also people, you got to understand, there's also people that are, when you talk about a racist, let's just look at the definition of a racist. Prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism directed against someone of a different race based on the belief that one's own race is superior. So what that means is that when you call in Donald Trump a racist, you're saying that his belief is that his race is superior than others. And there's people that think the same way, whether it's black, whether it's Spanish, we all think that, right? I mean, not all of us. I'm just saying those people, they come from all walks of life. Talk to the Asians about that. Shit. You know? Everyone just thinks, certain cultures think that their race is the best. And in America, it's going to be white. And it's obviously because of the history we have and everything that's happened. But going back to Donald Trump, I think he's just bigoted. I think he's prejudiced. And I think when you're a racist, and this is just my personal opinion, when you're a racist, for the most part, you try to stay away from any interaction of people of color. Any. You're not going to have them work for you. You're not going to interact with them in any which way, shape, or form. You're going to keep it in-house within your race. You're going to keep it purified. You know? And I know there's people on the black side as well that do that. They just keep it, hey, we're not trying to mingle with the devil. Okay? And I always get called an Uncle Tom. I get called a lot of things, coon, and I try to come down the middle. And I'm thankful that I'm down the middle and I'm neutral and I'm able to see both sides, because I'm glad I don't have any strong family values in that regard. I'm able to just understand different cultures, different environments, and things that I've been exposed to, both good and bad. And I can honestly state that both sides have an argument. Now, whether they want to come to the middle and agree and trying to understand each other's ways, because that's the biggest thing. It's understanding each other's point of view and trying to empathize with the struggle. And that's something that we don't do enough of. We don't do enough of that, and thus why we have the division, and thus why it will continue in our country. But going Jemele Hill, I mean, that's a very strong statement. And just to give you an example of how extreme it was, Curt Schilling was a former ESPN analyst, and he got fired. Boom, because he was making a comment about transgender people that were allowed being used bathrooms in North Carolina. It barred people, I should say, from letting them in. And he had an opinion about that. He said the Muslims are no different than Nazis. And for those type of comments, he went ahead and got the can. He got 86th. And here we are dealing with Jemele Hill's comments, and those are very extreme. Those are poignant, to the point, and very direct. And I think that when you're saying something that extreme about the president in such a public light, knowing that you are a person that is in the limelight, obviously not as a person of celebrity, but as a person that reports on sports news. And the thing about sports, ESPN in general, has become very liberal. I read an article about this that the editor said, hey, we're not going to shy away from political issues. And that's a good thing, because sports in our lifetime, especially in mine, has been a groundbreaker with mixing all people from different walks of life and cultures and accepting one another. And you've had very sensitive topics that have been brought up in sporting events. I mean, look at Kaepernick just recently, with doing what he has done, okay? So when you're talking about a sports news and people in general that are involved in such a network and in the world of sports and have such a sharp opinion, I think that's something that has to be seriously considered and thought about in a negative light. And I think Jemele Hill, I think she stepped over a little bit over bounds, out of bounds, I should say, because you can have an opinion about the president not doing his job or just feeling that he's very biased in his views, but you have to keep that in-house. And I think when you're saying that he's a racist, and then you have to be more of a political figure. It's no different than Kaepernick, right? I mean, Kaepernick lost his job because he had a very sharp opinion about the law enforcement. And while I don't agree with some of the comments that he's made about them being evil and all of that, I understand that he's trying to fight for the little guy. And I know Jemele Hill is doing the same thing, but I think that you have to do it in a context where it's not being so divisive. And it's not, I think it's very evident that we know that Donald Trump, hey, he's just there. You know, he's not there because of his ability to unite people. I mean, the main reason he's on board is because people were tired of the status quo. And that's the one thing that everyone will have to agree on, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. People are tired of the same old politics going on. A lot of gridlock. That's what the government is right now on the national level. That's why I've checked out. It doesn't matter who's there. You got Bozo the Clown, the country would be just fine. And I mean that sincerely, because there's enough checks and balances in place. The president only has one third of the power. You still have the executive branch and you still have the legislative branch. So that's not going to go away anytime soon. And you have to understand how the government works on a federal level. So going back to Trump, is he bigoted? Is he prejudiced? Sure. He's given us too many examples of that, that he's just in another world altogether. But you have to understand in the times that he was elected, I mean, he's resonating with the angry middle-class white man that's always being asked to say the right thing all the time. And that, I don't think that's fair. I think that we just can't generalize all white people as being bigoted or racist when they have an opinion about someone else of color. You know, it's just like the same thing with black people. You know, we just have to check ourselves. And again, it's going to come across as I'm being a coon or I'm being an Uncle Tom. And I know there's differences, but you have to try to look at things from both sides. And when it comes to this, you know, and I see the comments of Kurt Schilling made, he got fired. I mean, he's got to be licking his chops and saying, hey, I'm going to get my attorneys on this one. We're going to go make a beeline to the, you know, courthouse and file this lawsuit against ESPN and ride it out, because if Jemele Hill is not reprimanded in any way, shape, or form, then it's going to be a problem. Because then you obviously showing you have a double standard. You're obviously showing that it's okay to lash out to that base as long as you're coming from the liberal side. I think that we have to be mindful of the message, because then you're saying that there's no ramifications for such rhetoric. And I think that whenever you're in a public spotlight, I think when you're a person, a regular person, you can say whatever you want to say. But when you're in a spotlight, when you're in front of a TV and millions of people are watching you, I think you have to be cognizant of what you say. It's okay to have criticism, but you have to be mindful of how the message is delivered. And at this stage, it's something that I can't, while I understand Jemele Hill's frustration and understand her point of view, I think in the format and the message that she said it, it was not very good. And even though it was her personal account, and even though she wants to say that it was not something that was reflective of the company, well, guess what? The reason you are known is because of your company. And in a way, people are not looking at Jemele Hill the person, they're looking at Jemele Hill the ESPN analyst that is part of the Sports Center show at 6 p.m. And I think you have to be understanding of that crown. Heavy lies to crown, man. When you got notoriety and celebrity, I mean, look at these athletes. I mean, you have to watch yourself in anything you do. Even as a regular person like me, you have to watch yourself. Because if, God forbid, you do something crazy out there and it's recorded, you know, it's going to come back to bite you. So, you know, if you like doing like De La Hoya, getting dressed up, and, you know, high heels and these sexy stockings and all that stuff, you know, it's going to come back to bite you, buddy. You know, and if you're a public figure, a person that's a reporter in the news media, then you definitely have to be very careful. And I think in the world of sports where people are looking at that as an outlet, they're looking at that as a way of getting away from everything that they're dealing with. I think that's just not the right platform to do it in or to be involved in such statements. So I hope that this is something that is not continuing of ESPN and the people involved with it, because I think this is something that needs to be addressed. And hopefully going forward, she won't be doing any of that. It's one thing to have the Wolves Me, the liberal articles, and to have the liberal message, but it's another thing to have very poignant messages and vile, divisive being sent. I think that's where we have to draw the line from both sides. And we have to be very mindful of what we say whenever we're in the public limelight. And for those people, Jemele Hill is no different. Like I said, Kurt Schilling went ahead and fell on that sword. He lived by his words. He died by his, you know, words. And I think Jemele Hill should be up next. But we'll see how ESPN handles this. And I think it'll speak volumes of how they are going forward with such rhetoric. So we just have to tune in and find out. Until next time.
Salute, Tommy.
No more shines, Billy.
What?
I said no more shines. Maybe you didn't hear about it. You've been away a long time. They didn't go up there and tell you.
Oh. I don't shine shoes anymore.
Relax, will you, for crying out? What's got into you? I'm breaking your balls a little bit, that's all. I'm only kidding with you.
Sometimes you don't sound like you're kidding. You know, there's a lot of people around.
Honey, I'm only kidding with you. We're having a party. I mean, I just came home. I haven't seen you in a long time, and I'm breaking your balls, and you're right away, you're getting fucking fresh. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you.
I'm sorry, too. It's okay. No problem.
Okay, salute. Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Motherfucking mutt! You fucking piece of shit!
Yeah. Come on!
He bought his fucking button at the fake old tough guy. You bought your fucking button, you fake tough guy! You motherfucker!
Come on!
Fuck, keep that motherfucker here! Keep him here! Come on!
Fast! Come on, you fucking feel strong!